and the stevedores were having trouble unloading cargo. And his captain sent him back there to see what was going on, or whether he needed to tighten any of the lines, to get a crew back there to tighten the lines or loosen the lines or whatever would stop the motion. And when he got back there, he said he inspected the lines, and they were brand new lines that they had put on board a couple of weeks before. They had three spring lines and three firm lines. They have what's called a spring line, as a line that will give some. And just as he went to reach for the intercom to call the bridge and tell them that everything was all right, they couldn't do anything until this ship got out of away from dock. That was what was causing the trouble. They wasn't used to tightening or loosening lines. Just as he went to reach for the intercom, one of these big 8-inch hawsers broke. You know, the pressure from this backwash hydraulic system and it set up. And that line has some nylon in it, and it's just like a spring. It popped through the deck rail and hit him in the legs below the knee, broke his legs, both legs, and his feet, knocked him against the wheelhouse right there in his shoulder, broke his shoulder. At the same, right after the first line, broke the other five, parted, you see, and pushed the boat away from the dock. And he was in pretty bad circumstance. He couldn't get him ashore, you see, because the ship was floundering out there for about an hour, and he was losing a lot of blood. It took him to the hospital in Buenos Aires and kept him there about 3 weeks before he could fly him back to the States. But he's healed up real good now. He's off on a trip now to Puerto Rico, taking some shows down there. But that was about 5 or 6 years ago.
That's tough work.
It costs some money for dental work today, doesn't it?
Yeah, to have you. What'd you have done?
Well, I haven't had anything done. This is my youngest son, Paul. He just had a bad set of teeth. A young fella, he's just 19, and he had to have a couple of teeth filled and root canals. I think he got his bill up to around $600 and some odd here.
Root canal.
Had to have two root canals. The dentist used to call that just killing the nerve in a tooth, you know. Gets deteriorated, a cavity gets so bad that they can't fill it unless
they
get.
They can't just pull a tooth?
Well, they don't want to do that today. You can find dentists have just gotten where they don't want to ever pull a tooth.
I even had four pulled last Monday.
Wisdom teeth, though. That's the only thing they pull. Other ones, they want to patch them. I had mine pulled, too. But they didn't fuss too much about pulling them in my day.
What was that disease that folks used to get that would attack the...
The gums?
Yeah.
Pyorrhea?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. People in the Army got that, or Navy, or... When you were younger, what were some of the type of things that folks would get around here? Did you ever get malaria? What would they give you?
Yeah, I had malaria as a child, yeah. I had malaria until I was about 8, 10 years old, symptoms of it, you know.
What did they give for?
Used to give quinine, all doses, medicine. Have changed a lot, you know, where they used to treat illnesses. They used to give a lot of calomel when I was a boy. I don't know whether in your area they ever take calomel.
Yeah.